Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
O leader of the house of Israel, giver of the law to Moses on Sinai, come to rescue us with your mighty power.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, but behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, as he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son. He named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Are you ready for your vacation? You don't want to come to school next week? We don't want you here next week either. Don't worry, okay? So, guys, I know this week, listen up, I'm talking, okay? I know this week there's a lot of activities going on, but stay focused, okay? Your teachers are tired and burn out too. So, make sure you're on your best behavior for them because they do a lot for you, okay? Before the end of the week, please make sure you thank your teacher for all that they do. Will you do that? Yes or no? Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that you'll do that, all right? We have the example of St. Joseph in the gospel today. And St. Joseph teaches us a very, very important lesson. St. Joseph teaches us that when somebody that we know is going through something, that it's our job to protect them. And one of the best ways that we can protect somebody's reputation is by not being a gossip. And one of the sins that we all struggle with is we love to spread information, do we not? You think about it, we get information, we get the latest chisme, right? The latest gossip. And we love to go and tell other people about that. But what does St. Joseph teach us? He tells us to be holy. And actually, the less that we tell, the less that we say, is a very, very important lesson for all of us. Because St. Joseph loved Mary so much that he wanted to protect her reputation. So remember that when we live our lives today, that we're called to build our classmates up, not to tear them down with our words. So what are the things that we should strive to do every day here at Holy Family is to be very prudent and very careful what we say about other people. So none of us in here are perfect, are we? We all make mistakes, and we all need people to love us for who we are. And that's what St. Joseph is telling us today, to be holy and to be a person of character. So what I want us to do right now is just to think of maybe one person in our life that maybe we haven't been very nice to, that maybe we've spoken ill about. And let's pray for that person right now. And let's learn from St. Joseph's example and try to be holy in everything that we do. St. Joseph, pray for us.